Call to order the Santa Fe County Board of Supervisors meeting. Today is August 21st, 2012. Everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to start this evening with a couple of presentations. We'll start with the first one, recognition of the volunteers for the Santa Fe County State Fair exhibit. Mr. Jones.
Good evening, Chairman O'Brien, Supervisors, CEO Nino, Council Doring. My name is David Jones with the Chief Executive's Office for Santa Fe County. I would like to take the opportunity to introduce several representatives of the Santa Fe County Regional Tourism Roundtable to you this evening. Mary Guardiola from the Oakdale Chamber of Commerce, Jennifer Mullen from the Modesto Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Alice Richards from the Modesto Culture Commission. Thank you for being with us. The Santa Fe County Regional Tourism Roundtable prepares a large-scale exhibit each year for the California State Fair. And if you've never seen one of the displays, they're amazing. And you can see this year's display being projected right now. And this year, the entry from the roundtable received a prestigious Silver Award. And the theme of the Santa Fe County exhibit at the 2012 State Fair was From the Ground Up. And this theme was selected to highlight agriculture as a driving force in Santa Fe County since the days of the first settlers. Communities, cities, industries, and the county economy have all grown from the ground up. The exhibit featured various crops, including real fruit and nut trees, grapevines, as well as animated figures of chickens, cows, scarecrows, and a farmer in his tractor. Also featured was a slideshow of farm and community scenes of then and now. The display platform itself was surrounded with large photographic images showing varied aspects of the county agriculture, community activities, festivals, and recreation. The rustic water tower, central to the exhibit, not only depicted the then part of farming, but also emphasized the utmost importance of water for agriculture today. In addition, the water tower provided the physical format from which to hang a banner announcing Stanislaus County from the ground up. I would like to take this opportunity to highlight the important work of the roundtable, including the challenges they have faced and the outstanding leadership that they have shown. In January 2011, the Chief Executive Office made a number of program cuts and changes as a result of the economic challenges we are facing. And the roundtable members were faced with some difficult decisions, and they have stepped up in an amazing way to continue with the mission of the roundtable and to continue with their outstanding work on the State Fair display. They should be proud of their efforts in promoting tourism in our community and for the leadership they have provided, and they are to be greatly commended. And with that, I would ask for the representatives from the Santa Fe County Regional Tourism Roundtable to please step up to the dais to be recognized.
All right, well, on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, thank you very much to each one of you and to those who couldn't be here tonight for a job well done. The exhibit was incredible, and I'm sure a lot of hard work was put in, and we appreciate that and congratulate you. And I see you have the ribbon you're going to show off tonight, Mary.
Well, on behalf of all of the nine cities, we want to thank Santa Fe County for supporting the tourism efforts. I think we're in 12 years now that we've been having these efforts, and we want to continue this. This is one of many ribbons. We win many. Every year we win something, but we have great designers and a lot of volunteers it takes to put this together. So thank you very much, Santa Fe County.
All right, second presentation tonight is recognition of the volunteers and steering committee for the library sales tax campaign. And our librarian, Vanessa Zopek.
Well, good evening, Chairman O'Brien and board members, Ms. Nino, Mr. Doring, and members of the public. I'm Vanessa Zopek, your County Library Director. On June 5th, something extraordinary happened. The 1/8 of a penny dedicated sales tax that supports our county libraries passed for the fourth time. This was a tiny tax, but it passed at a very large margin. At 81.93%, it was a clear mandate from the public that they find their libraries a necessity, relevant to their lives, and they want library services to continue for 5 more years at the 13 library branches throughout the county. This election victory did not happen by accident. It was the result of a 2-year grassroots effort by many, many local volunteers. Some estimates say there were more than 300 folks working on the Measure T campaign, as well as our Library Foundation and every single one of our 13 Friends of the Library groups. These people in every community in our county and in our cities and our unincorporated towns, they walked precincts, they phoned voters, they hosted coffees and fundraisers, they put up yard signs, they worked in the campaign office, and they donated funds. This was an incredible team effort by residents who believe in and know that the value their library brings